before the parade started. Of course, I had to be there an hour early, you know, because I was doing live reports from the parade. But I saw one guy just sitting there on the grass, waiting, looking down the streets past the police guy barricades. I said, buddy, the parade ain't for an hour. What the hell you going to do here all that time?
I'm going to chill out and struggle.
Yeah?
Do this and do all that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Yeah.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
All right. Well, you can watch me set up. Help me if you want. I got these T-shirts to give away. Anyway, I did the play-by-play, and I did all my little announcements, and I had a wonderful time there at the corner of 15th and Pennsylvania. But as I was leaving, I saw this band of youths walk by this vendor who is selling redskin snouts, and he just snatched one of them snouts off the thing and put it behind his back and started walking away without paying for it. Now, a lot of people would let that go. You know, a lot of people are afraid of getting involved. But I figure if you don't make a stand somewhere, where's it going to happen? One day they'll be snatching stuff from me. So I said, hey, you who stole a snout, come back here and put that thing back. He just looked at me disdainfully and said,
your mom.
I said, wait a minute now. You didn't pay the man. That's not your snout. Now put it back. Yeah.
Your mom.
You mean to tell me you're just going to take that thing and walk away with it?
That's right. I said to mama.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a system in this country whereby you get things for a price.
Your mama.
I mean, how would you like it if someone stole something you were selling?
Your mama.
I mean, you don't care that this man's a hard worker here trying to make a living for his family?
That's right. I said to mama.
Now, wait, officer, someone call the police. Now, you're not walking away from here, buddy. I got you.
Your mama.
You keep out of this. I'm talking to your buddy here. But no, give me that hog snout now.
Your
mean to tell me you're all just going to stand there and brutally defy me?
That's right. I said,
your all right. Wait a minute now. I'm going to hang on until we have the authorities here to decide this thing.
Your
give me that thing. Boy, you're pretty strong. Give me that thing.
That's right. I said,
your yeah. Well, finally the police came. And they grabbed all of us. And they pummeled them with nightsticks. And they managed to snatch that hog snout out of the guy's hand. They gave it back to the vendor. And the vendor was really grateful because I was the one that kind of intervened in the first place and kind of stopped it from mushrooming into what they call in police terminology a situation. Well, after we'd filled out the reports and the man was hustled away, the vendor gave me that thing, that very hog snout that had been stolen. He said, I want you to have this. I want you to have this for making a stand for me. And so I took that. I said, well, thank you, buddy. I took that thing and I put it on my head and I said, and the vendor said, what's the matter? Does it fit a little too tight? I said, no, I think the thief sneezed in it.